I think there was lots of really good news across the board. I think probably the final bit when I summarised reasons to be positive, which was around fantastic new prices, season ticket prices 17-18, some really good commercial deals. You know, I think ultimately a lot of positivity around new stadium. So I think hopefully there was an awful lot of good news, and I think that then was rubber stamped, if you like, endorsed by the questions and answers at the end. And I think we've got a real sense of Mr. Mashiri's ambition and where he wants to go with the club. So I think overall, hopefully, a very positive night for the Everton shareholders.
And Mr. Mashiri, his first Everton general meeting, and the shareholders really liked what he had to say. And for somebody who we haven't heard very much of, he really was at great pains to make out that, you know, he is in here. He means business. He's optimistic, but realistic too, and spoke about a time frame and a window of opportunity. Yeah, almost
absolutely. I think optimistic, realistic, but also ambitious, and I think that came over loud and clear. I think Bill talked very clearly about why Mr. Mashiri bought into Everton, and it's clear that Mr. Mashiri understands what Everton's all about, and understands why we are where we are, understands the fans' ambitions, and is clearly determined to realise some lofty ambitions. So I think that was incredibly positive. You know, I know that Mr. Mashiri has already demonstrated, as I think we showed in the presentations, his commitment by way of a shareholder loan. He's also, you know, absolutely right behind Ronald and Steve Walsh in terms of looking to strengthen the squad. So, again, you know, the search for a new investor has been long and extensive. But as the chairman said, you know, he's as confident as he can be that we've found the right man, and the signs are incredibly positive to date.
Pleasing from the fans' perspective that no announcement on the site has been made, but that everyone's pulling in the right direction. Everyone has a clear vision on that potential site as well.
Yeah, I think there were hopefully a lot of positives about the stadium. I think there is a real sense of partnership between us and the City Council, and the Mayor's words absolutely echoed that. I think we've done some really good detailed work on planning issues, on transport, to get some clarity on the real viability of the sites we're looking at. And listen, clearly, as was mentioned, there's one site that is more favourable. The opportunities are much greater, but indeed the costs are greater with that site. So we've just got to make sure we do our homework. I mean, having said that, the real sense of optimism, you know, we do have to find some answers to some of the uncertainties and some of the risks, because, you know, clearly it's the biggest decision the club will ever make, probably will ever make, and it's really important we get it right. So we have to make sure, you know, the risks and indeed the opportunities are all fully understood before we move forward.
Can you have a timescale on that? The fans will be asking, do we have a timescale on when you can potentially find those answers?
We've spent a lot of time over the last 12 months working closely with the council, and you know, I really feel we're probably within 2 to 3 months from bottoming out that particular partnership, and that is probably pivotal to how we go forward. So, you know, I'm really hopeful, you know, in that time frame that we will be announcing a positive partnership with the council. That then, you know, triggers the next steps, and there are a number of next steps, and indeed one person in the audience recognised that something of this scale is incredibly complex. So, you know, we will be far from home and hosed in that respect in 3 months' time, but the partnership with the council is critical, and if we can nail that, you know, in the next few weeks, then that'll be great news.